CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 7th of June 2020. Here are the main news headlines. Join tonight at 8 on Monday. Respond to Ofcom EMF consultation. IARU paper on digital device noise. As another part of its national Get on the Air to Care campaign with the NHS, the RSGB is launching a new series of bi-weekly live webinars. The series is called Tonight at 8 and will start on Monday the 15th of June. The webinars will be live streamed each week, allowing you to watch the presentations and ask questions online. They will cover a range of topics, so whether you've just gained your foundation licence, are looking for something new to try, or simply want to be up to date with the latest amateur radio ideas and technology, there'll be something for everybody. The Society will release the live stream details next week, but meanwhile you can find out more about the first four webinars on the special Tonight at 8 web page, which is on the RSGB website. That's www.rsgb.org/webinars. Now is the last chance to submit your response to the Ofcom consultation on exposure to electromagnetic fields, or EMF, to meet the closing date of the 12th of June. The RSGB's own response to the Ofcom consultation has been added ahead of the deadline to the EMF page on the RSGB's main page. In summary, the RSGB appreciates the need for the ICNIRP guidelines, but cannot support the proposals from Ofcom that are onerous. It is felt that the proposals could result in double regulation and are not proportionate to the risk. Instead, the RSGB recommends a more appropriate change to the existing amateur licence conditions, referencing the 2020/ICNIRP guidelines. The RSGB will also prepare its own guidance and training to help amateurs follow these guidelines. IARU EMC specialist Tor Warren, LA9QL, and Martin Sack, G8KDF, has submitted a paper to CISPR concerning the increasing impact of multiple digital devices on the noise levels in the radio spectrum. The paper was considered at the CISPR Steering Committee in late May and adopted for circulation to CISPR National Committee for comment as a committee draft with a view to becoming a report. The IARU hopes that the result of this will be amendments on the way in which standards have developed to recognise the need to properly consider properly the cumulative impact of multiple devices. It's great to see amateur radio still being profiled on the wider media as the momentum of our Get on the Air to Care campaign with the NHS, it continues to grow. This week, RSGB Board Director Mike Bruce, Region 11 Representative Dean Bryce, and Warrington Amateur Radio Club are all featured. Go to the RSGB's media coverage webpage to find the links. And that's on the RSGB's main site. Thank you to everyone who's showing their support by getting on the air, caring for other radio amateurs, and trying new aspects of amateur radio. More details about the campaign and stories from clubs and amateur radio can be seen on the RSGB website, which is still rsgb.org. One for the history book, on the 14th of June 1959, Leon Ward, G5NF, made an AM contact with I1KDB in Naples using the 144 megs band. Leon was based in Fareham in Surrey at IO910F. At that time, it was a new world record for that band at 1084 miles. That's 1,084 miles. In January 2020, the record was set at 2,963 miles in a contact between D41CV and GM0EWX. The first Youngsters on the Air online session took place on the 28th of May. The successful session gathered more than 500 viewers from almost all of the continent. If you didn't have the chance to join the live event or just want to see it again, you can watch the recording of the event on the YouTube channel, which is https://youtube.be/6xknd2un9zo. I think you'd best use the index to find that on your own. Now, the special event news. Since the change of regulations applying to special event stations in the UK, many activations are now able to go ahead. UK amateurs would like to thank Ofcom for their help in making this happen. The Royal Air Force Air Cadets is pleased to announce that the next exercise, Blue Ham, will be held on the MOD 5 Meg Shared Band over the weekend of the 6th and 7th of June. There are plenty of call signs available for amateurs to contact over the period of the exercise using both SSB voice and data modes. Details on alphacharlie.org.uk. Due to the coronavirus situation, the GB1SCW special event station will no longer be held at the National Coast Watch Station in Shoreham-by-Sea on the 7th of June to make a presence and celebrate the work of coastal communities. Members of Worthing District Amateur Radio Club can call in from their own station locations. GB100MZX will be operated by Chelmsford ARS to celebrate the landmark broadcast made by Dame Nellie Melba on the 15th of June 1920 and will be on the air between the 13th and the 20th of June. MZX was the call sign of the 1920 15 kilowatt Marconi transmitter at Marconi New Street Works in Chelmsford, Essex, where it all took place. Now, the contest news. Please remember to check before the events for new rules due to lockdown and social distancing, which may differ around the world. RSGB strongly advises you to obey your own government's advice first and foremost. As previously announced, the RSGB confirms that this weekend's National Field Day event has been cancelled. The 144 MHz Backpackers contest scheduled for next Sunday the 14th is also cancelled. The CNET contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC on the 7th using CW and SSB 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. The UK Microwave Group low band contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC today the 7th. Using all modes on the 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1955 UTC. It's followed by the all mode 432 megs UK activity contest. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 80-metered club championship CW leg runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Also Wednesday, the UK EI contest club summer series running from 1800 to 1900 UTC using FT4 only on the 80-meter band. The exchange is your six-character locator. On Thursday, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And next weekend from 1200 UTC to the 13th, on the 13th, to 1800 UTC on the 14th, the IARU ATV contest is 432 megs and up bands. The exchange is picture report, serial number, your four-digit code and locator. The Worldwide South America contest runs from Saturday 1500 UTC on the 13th to 1500 UTC on the 14th, CW only, on the 80 to 10 meter contest bands with full rules at contest.com.ar/GACW-WWSA. The Practical Wireless 2-metre QRP contest runs 0900 to 1600 UTC next Sunday the 14th. It's phone only on the 2-metre bands with an exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. EIDXG is running a summer challenge as a fun event from the 1st of June to the 30th of August. Simply work as many unique DXCCs, CQ worked all zones, participating EIDXG members and 32 Irish counties as possible. Full information, eidxg.com/sc2020. UK 6-metre group's summer marathon runs until the 2nd of August using all modes on the 50 MHz band. The exchange is your 4-character location. Finally, join the fun of the next round of RSGB Hope QSO party on weekdays. See rsgbcc.org for more. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLAONG4BAO. Well, it says the excitement of sporadic propagation continued last week. There were extensive opening on 20 and 10 metres, which resulted in very short skip openings at times. Paul, GM4ULS in Perth, reports working lots of G stations on the south coast of England on 20 metres on Wednesday, and the skip ran as short as a QSO into Northampton. He said at about 1320 UTC, the short skip lengthened slightly, and I began to attract stations in France and Belgium. This just goes to show that sporadic E can affect all the higher HF bands. It's often seen as on ionogram plots as flat reflection from the E layer, about 95 to 100 kilometres, and a critical frequency of more than 10 megahertz. It often blocks signals from reaching the F2 layer, leaving gaps in the critical frequency plots on propquest.co.uk. There's also been some F2 layer propagation around. Paul, GM4ULS, also worked GM E51JD in the South Pacific on 20 metres on Thursday at 06:34 UTC. Jim featured in last week's report as well. The promised active sunspot region that was supposed to rotate into Earth's view last week didn't amount to much, but another sunspot group, number 2765, has subsequently appeared. It's a sign that sunspot 25 is beginning to crank up. The solar X-rays from this cycle 25 spot appeared to be fairly stable on Thursday, but that could change. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain around 70. The sun may also remain quite quiet geomagnetically due to a lack of coronal holes, and NOAA has the KP index pegged at 2 all week. Hopefully the sporadic E season will continue, giving plenty of short skip and multiple hop activity on HF. Now for VHF and up. The present shift of focus to unsettled weather has now taken place, and from now through next week, the general theme is for this showery weather type to remain with us. That means rain scatter is a good mode of choice for the microwave bands. Make use of the various radar displays to see where the nearest reflecting storms might be. Tropo will be a rarity during this period, although there are signs of high pressure to the northwest of Britain later next week, and one model even suggests a new high forming over the country next weekend. But it's a long lead time, and much could change before then. Now on to sporadic E, which has produced stunning results recently. Although it's taken a step back as I write this on Wednesday, I'm sure other good days are out there for us during the next week, and there'll be plenty of jet streams on the charts to provide the triggers. Check the bands mid-morning and late afternoon or early evening for signs of activity, and you should catch most of the openings. The moon is at minimum declination today, the 7th, and the consequent moon peak elevation is accompanied by very high 144 megs sky temperatures. Unfortunately, we're now entering a period of the lunar cycle where low path losses start to coincide with low declination. This continues to get worse until July 2022, when apogee, that's highest loss, coincides with maximum declination. Perigee and highest declination don't coincide again until May 2026. June continues to be active time for meteor scatter operations and the daytime arietid shower peaks today. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. And that's all from me. Until next week.